Barry Sullivan in...
The Unexpected.
I walked into the room and met myself. Yeah, believe it or not, the man who shook my hand was me. It was a strange introduction, and although I didn't know it then, I was going to meet something else, too. I was going to meet the unexpected.
The unexpected. A secret future, a hidden destiny waiting for you. Where? When? Who knows? Tomorrow, today, an hour from now, perhaps in just a moment, you too will meet.
The unexpected.
Before our story, a word from your announcer. And now, the popular stage and screen star, Barry Sullivan, in Two of a Kind, a drama of the unexpected.
I closed my nostrils and tried to breathe through my mouth, but it didn't make any difference. The city of Belema Pará still stank. The odors seemed to live and breathe in the hot, lazy afternoon, the odors of Indians and refuse, of bananas and piles of green coffee, of perfumed ladies hiding behind shabby lace mantillas, and overall the rank, exotic, terrifying smell of the jungle. A jungle that kept invading, Belém, sending mosquitoes to buzz about your face with fever-tipped spears, dim gray moths the size of bats to catch in a girl's hair, great furry spiders to turn your shoes into foxholes, and worse than everywhere, flies. The small, droning flies of a jungle. I hated the flies, and the jungle, and the town, and the whole hot continent that hung along the equator. But the Amazon Valley is a better place than Leavenworth Prison in Kansas, USA. So I shrugged and pushed my way out of the plaza and into the ornate lobby of the Pink Stucco Hotel. It was a half degree cooler inside, and an electric fan on the desk was batting the flies around. I walked over to the weasel-faced clerk and made with a palaver.
Si, senor.
I'm looking for a Mr. Wilmer. I was supposed to meet him here.
I see, Senor Wilmer. What may I do for
you? Look, Pedro, I'm not Senor Wilmer. I'm looking for him. Savvy? My name is Billings.
Me seek Senor Wilmer. Savvy?
Oh, si, si. A thousand pardons, Senor. I am confused. Senor Wilmer, he is at far end of lobby beside Palm Tree.
The little guy shook his head several times as if he weren't quite sure that it was fastened tight to his neck.
He's most confused.
I left him puzzling about the intricacies of English proper names and headed toward the drooping palm at the other end of the lobby. The gray-suited man beside it stood with his back to me looking out on the plaza. Couldn't tell much about him, except that he didn't look as if he was short of ready cash, and that was all that mattered. I walked up behind him and made a ceremony of clearing my throat. Mr. Wilmer.
Yes? You're Billings, I presume.
With that, he turned around and held out his hand. And when I got my first look at him, I felt as if the floor of the Palazzo Hotel were pulling me down in like quicksand. No wonder the clerk had been confused. Because Mr. Wilmer wasn't a stranger at all. He was me. That's right. Detail for detail. Hair, eyes, nose. Yeah, even a scar just in front of one ear. It's like looking into a mirror, only this time the mirror could move and talk.
How do you do, Mr. Billings?
I'm not so sure. I
see what you mean. Now that I take another look at you, it is a rather uncanny feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd always thought the world was well off with just one of me.
I'd always felt rather exclusive myself, you know.
Well, let's get down to business, Mr. Wilmer. You wanted a guide to go up the river, I hear,
That's correct. The hotel tells me you're the best hunting guide in town.
Well, we'll have some good shooting. Tell me, when do you plan to leave?
Well, I'm quite keen on getting started. I've been hoping for a vacation like this ever since I came to South America.
Oh, you live down here, then?
Yes, in Rio. Well, Mr. Billings, what do you say to our leaving tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Well, why not? There's nothing to delay us.
Oh, but you'll want to get some equipment, some...
I already have all the equipment I need.
Well, all right. We'll plan to leave in the morning. I'd better check over that equipment of yours, though. Make sure it's the right kind of stuff.
I've hired you as a guide, Mr. Billings, not a caretaker.
I'm sorry, sir.
Forget it. Now, how about a drink? Good shooting.
We steamed along the Amazon for 2 weeks, and then we turned into one of the treacherous and unnamed tributaries. But we found no game. Wilmer grew testy and angry and kind of hard to handle.
I thought you called yourself a hunting guide. Where's the hunting?
I didn't answer him. Wouldn't have been any use. You can't explain to a man that the jungle's mad at him. Not to a civilized man, that is. But the natives, they knew.
A jungle not like Mr. Wilmer. Him able bad hunting.
And I sat at table with Wilmer. Watched his face that was my face. I watched it grow angry and petulant as the sun tanned it. Then I laughed. Because I knew the jungle hated him as I did. Yeah, that's what I said. I hated him, all right. Because he was free and he looked like me. Because he could go home and I never could. Unless... Oh, sure, sure. I thought of killing him and trading places. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But I was a hunter. And you don't hunt men. Not by the rules of the jungle. So I leaned on the boat rail and watched the river break away in front of our bows and smelt the jungle and nursed my hatred.
They are here again, senor.
Huh? Huh? Who? Who's here?
The piranhas around the boat. Look, the piranhas.
I looked below, my face shimmering on the surface of the water then. The native boy was right. They were there again, piranhas. Piranhas, the devil fish of the Amazon. They'd followed us for days, sometimes losing us and then finding us again, but always following as we went deeper into the jungle. Piranhas aren't much to look at. They're just a little sharp-toothed fish about the size of the palm of your hand.
Well, they are not good company, senor. I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't believe everything you hear. They're only fish.
I believe what I see. I believe what I feel.
He held up his left hand. Three fingers were gone. Clean gone to the palm. Piranhas?
I see. I cut my finger and put it in the river to wash. Before I can draw it out, poof, only bone remains.
You finally found some sign of game.
No, no such luck. Jose here and I were just telling fish stories.
Well, if you have no objections, I think I'll take a swim.
Oh, no, I wouldn't if I were you.
Why not?
If this is a jungle river, it's not safe for swimming.
Oh, nonsense. I've swum in the Congo and the Niger. I think I can take care of myself.
Yeah, but there aren't piranhas in Africa.
You mean those little fish? Or they wouldn't attack a man. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Now, listen, Wilmer. I won't let you swim in this water. It isn't safe.
Now, stop acting like a nursemaid. Let me go!
I grabbed his shoulders and tried to hold him. Then he slapped me. Not hard at all, but coldly, the way you slap down a dog. I guess my hatred got loose and I hit him. I hit him hard and he went sprawling on the deck. Then he scrambled to his feet, rubbing the blood from his cut lip on the back of his hand.
I shall report this incident to the Hunting Association, and I am sure your license will be revoked. Now I'm going swimming.
He split the water in a beautiful running jackknife. Maybe I still could have stopped him, I don't know, but I'd stop wanting to try. Besides, piranhas won't attack a man unless they smell blood.
No!
Oh, didn't take very long. The water carried the scent of his blood, and they started for him. First, just a few dived for his face, following the blood along his lips, clamping their small bulldog-like jaws into the sockets of his eyes.
No!
I tried to throw him a rope, but by then he didn't have any hands to catch it with. The little fish were converging fast now. It couldn't last much longer. I pulled him downward with their weight, and his last scream echoed under the waters of the Amazon. His bones fell to the sill of the jungle, and I was myself once more. When I got back, Baleme Para still smelt in the hot tropic sun, and the jungle still crept in at the edges of town. But I didn't care. I was going to leave Brazil behind. Because according to the papers, Ross Billings, fugitive mail robber, died in an unfortunate accident on the Amazon. And his well-dressed employer, Mr. Howard Wilmer, was planning an immediate return to the USA. There was just one catch. I had Wilmer's clothes and his papers, but no dough. That, as it turned out, was waiting at the Hotel Palacio.
Senor Wilmer, it is good to see you again. It is so tragic about the unfortunate death of Senor Billings, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Say, you got anything for me?
Just this telegram, senor. It comes only this morning.
Thanks. I flipped it open with nervous fingers, and then I smiled. It was a money order for $500 American to be paid to Howard Wilmer. That and a message that read, "Your uncle, Morton Wilmer, has willed you estate valued in excess of $75,000, enclosed funds for passage." It was signed J. Woodstock, attorney at law, Miami, Florida. I looked up, and the sky was blue, and the sun was hot, and the flies were buzzing around my face, but I didn't care. No, sir, I'd had good hunting after all. I'd bag the biggest game, a chance to go back to where the air was filled with the smell of hot dogs and steel mills. The way you had to shovel snow off the sidewalks in January, and where the flies were things that happened only in a baseball park. Yeah, I'd had good hunting. And the river and the jungle that had claimed Wilmer's body had set me free.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Wait. For... And now, Barry Sullivan in the surprising conclusion of Two of a Kind, a drama of the unexpected.
It was cool in Miami as the plane settled down on the soft green earth. And for a minute I shivered. Maybe it was the change in climate, or maybe I was just a little scared. Sure, I looked exactly like Wilma. I'd fooled everybody so far, but they hadn't known him too well. I wasn't sure that I'd be able to get past Mr. Woodstock, the family lawyer.
Constellation from Rio, arriving at gate 2. Constellation from Rio, arriving at
Mr.
gate
Wilmer?
2.
Are you Mr. Wilmer?
Passengers,
yeah, that's right. You're Woodstock?
Yeah, got your telegram, but just can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
That you'd come back to the States. I'd have sworn you were smarter than that.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Of course, you had no way of knowing that we'd know your real name. You might believe the story about your inheritance.
Now, look, mister, I don't get this.
Of course you do. Look, we know that you worked for Germany during the war under another name, of course. You were hiding out in South America.
Oh, but I'm not...
Not Wilmer? Anybody can see you are. Come on, chum, let's go.
Where to?
Mr. Wilmer, where do you think an FBI agent would be taking a man who's a traitor to his country?
Two of a Kind starred Barry Sullivan and featured Michael Barrett and Eddie Fields. Our story was written by Frank Burt and Robert Libet and directed by Mel Williamson. This is Hal Sawyer inviting you to listen again soon when another of your favorite motion picture stars meets...
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected is a Hamilton Whitney production, transcribed in Hollywood.